The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, along with
the super disappointed Sammy B. And this is Hoop Bowl Grizz.
What are you disappointed about over there, Sam?
Them getting smaggledorfed and smacked around and all that good jazz.
Did you not see it coming?
Yes, I did. Yes. They're shorthanded.
They were extremely shorthanded tonight. A lot of people setting Brandon Clark, Grayson Allen, Kyle Anderson, Dylan Brooks.
But we did finally.
Justice Winslow made his return. He makes his return. I'm not disappointed in this game. So the discussion on Twitter tonight has been, I don't even know. Like, just craziness, man. It's been nuts. The amount of people, man, I'm not gonna go down that path. That's gonna get me on a soapbox. I'm not gonna do it. Let's do this. Final score of the game: Phoenix Suns 128, Memphis Grizzlies 97. Good for a 31-point loss. Blech. Grizzlies fall a 13-13 on the season. That is still good for the 8th seed in the Western Conference. Sammy B, let's start it off early. Welcome back, by the way. It's been a while since you've been here with me.
It has. Stupid weather, man.
Weekly preview, I think, was the last show.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, I mean, it hadn't been that long. It feels like it's been a ton, but only a week.
I don't even know what day it is. So.
Man, I'm telling you, I was struggling. The other night when Isaac and I were recording, I was saying the wrong day. I think I said it two or three times. I caught myself. So
I haven't worked in almost 2 weeks, so all my days go into one. It's
yeah,
been absolutely nuts.
We had
nuts.
The ice at the end of 1 week and then snow.
Snow mixed with everything. It was bad. Yeah. It was so bad.
You know, it's going to be in the 60s next week. So
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm ready for it to start warming up.
Yes.
Sam, I'm going to pick your brain.
Okay.
Do you think the Grizzlies are tanking?
Oh, boy.
That's a yes or no question. That one's easy. You can answer it yes or no. And then after you give me your answer, why are they tanking or why are they not tanking? And go.
Okay. See, this is tough. This is really tough because I would say no. Because remember a couple years ago, we thought they were tanking too, or where they should have been tanking because of the way the draft is and whatnot. Of course, that was the year they changed it. And they weren't tanking then because they were winning games they shouldn't have, basically. Or there was close games they could have lost to get them a better draft pick. But then again, they ended up winning their games like they're supposed to, and they got Ja out of it. They ended up getting Ja out of it. They ended up getting second pick anyway. And they, I mean, were they projected to get like 8th that year or something like that a couple years ago?
When they ended up moving up in the draft? I don't remember where they were sitting. I think it was maybe a little further back than that, but yeah, and that worked out pretty well.
And I would say, no, I don't think they're tanking. I mean, they could be. I don't know. I am not the coach on that. I'm not there. I don't know, but no, I don't think so.
So this is my take on it. I do not think that they are tanking. Are there things that are happening that would lead you to believe? Sure.
If you look at it,
There's plenty of evidence that would point to maybe they are tanking. They're at 500, missing their second best player for the entire season so far, and Justice could easily be the third best player on this team.
No doubt.
You know, so, you know, you're missing those guys for the entire season until tonight. Justice is back, which is great news. Wasn't expecting a ton from him tonight. We'll get into the box score side of this here in a little bit. But you've been missing guys. They've had terrible luck with injuries. Almost every one of the starters for the Grizzlies has spent time on the injured list. Kyle Anderson set out tonight. It was just rest for Kyle. Dylan missed his second straight game for sore thigh. Were they just resting because it was 5 games in 7 days? You can go back and 5 games in 7 days is a ton. Grayson Allen, Dylan Brooks, Kyle Anderson, those guys have been putting some miles on, playing a lot of minutes lately.
Can't hate if they did rest him for that, so.
Up front, very early in this season, the front office, coaching staff made it clear that this is a developmental season for the Memphis Grizzlies. What is a definition of a developmental season? It's different based off of who's making that call. Is it our place to make that call? No. As a fan, was this game tough to watch?
It was awful.
It was, but you had to know going into this game when Kyle is out, Grayson's out, Dylan's out, when you look at the injury report and you see, first off, it's overall crazy excitement because Justice is coming back tonight. So that's incredible.
Finally.
But then you see, okay, no, Kyle's not playing. Dylan's not coming back. Isaac and I thought that maybe he was just resting for the Pistons game to come back to be matched up against Booker tonight, which he done a hell of a job on Booker in the last matchup on MLK Day. The Grizzlies chalked this one up as a schedule loss, and they rest guys. Not a big deal to me. But you look at the fans on Twitter, and dear Lord and baby Jesus, it's like the house is on fire. You know, I saw terms getting thrown around like losing culture and yada yada. Like,
whoa.
Pump the brakes.
Chill
Calm
out.
Down. Back it up.
It's one
They're
loss.
At 500, and they
loss.
Have not been healthy all season.
It's one loss. It's like, I mean,
that they're at 500. They've not been healthy.
Yeah.
You're missing Jaren Jackson Jr. If you watch this team, if you know this team, you know how important he is to this team. Don't come at me with this losing culture bullcrap. Honestly, don't come at me with the tanking crap. I'm not going to say don't come at me with the tanking crap. Because if you look at some of the rotations, some of the decisions that Jenkins has made late in the third, early in the fourth, sometimes even into the mid-fourth quarter, some of the coaching calls that he's made, maybe that can be looked at or twisted into, you don't even have to twist, twisted's not the right word there, but you don't have to twist it that much to see that, okay, maybe it is there.
And they could be. I just don't, like I said, I just don't see them doing it because they didn't do it a couple years ago. I mean, just let it play out.
In the draft that had Ja, Zion, and R.J. Barrett at the top of the draft.
Yep.
You know, Ja went rocketing up the boards late, you know, about middle part of the college season. He goes rocketing up the boards. Zion, heading into that draft, had a lot of coverage. You know, he was pushing the limelight, generational-type talent. R.J. Barrett, not to the extent of Zion, but R.J. Barrett was very, 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 like, it was clear-cut, no doubt about it. Zion, Ja, R.J., that's the top three without question. And there was no tanking there.
Nope.
You have Cade Cunningham coming into this draft, and, you know, you've seen a lot of tank for Cade. I think we've even said it on the show before, you know, kind of jokingly. But let's be serious. They're not tanking. They're not. It's a developmental season. Sean McDermott should not be up there playing right now. He should be in the G League playing with other G League players, getting his minutes down there. I'll give anybody that said that, guarantee I agree with you 100%. That's where he should be. If the Grizzlies did not have all these injuries, that's where he would be. I said all the starters. JV has not spent time. JV has not been on the injured list, but Josh spent time.
He wasn't injured, it was because of COVID.
Oh, yeah, crap. Yeah, yep. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. He did. But did he actually miss any games, or were they postponed whenever he went on the...
He missed...
Yeah, I think
three
he
or
did.
Four.
Okay.
Because remember, he was sitting on the little Rockets game we went to. He should have been playing, but he wasn't.
Yeah, so Kyle Anderson... Man, I can't believe I forgot that. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Kyle is the only one. Jaws missed some time. Dylan missed these last two games. Yep. Kyle has not. JV, BC.
BC's missed some. Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah, he missed, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, early did. In the season.
He
coming
sure
off
did.
The injury, he missed, mm-hmm. he missed some games. So, it's been an injury plague season for the Grizzlies.
Injury bug.
They've had it. Throughout, up and you know, we started the season with Justice and Jaren and some other guys. You know, they have Porter under contract, and he has not been healthy. He's playing now. He's playing with the G League, looking pretty good. But tonight's game did not bother me. I was not bothered by, you know, nobody wants to lose by 30 points. It's not fun to watch. It's terrible to watch as a fan. But the house is not on fire. They're not sowing seeds of a losing culture. They're not – none of that. You're not going to convince me of that. At 500, missing your second-best player and missing key role players, key rotation players off and on all season long, I can live with where they're at. Let's run through the box score, Sammy B. Ja Morant, 12 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. De'Anthony Melton, Mr. Do Something, the hoop ball headliner. Didn't shoot the ball well from 3 tonight. He was 1 for 6 from 3. He had 11 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. No defensive stats from him, which is kind of rare. He is usually pretty good about getting some form of defensive stats. JV, 10 points, 12 rebounds, his 15th double-double of the season, 1 assist for him. Xavier Tillman, 9-4, he got the start tonight with a block. Desmond Bane. So I said I was watching three things in this game. During the game, you know, I said on Twitter, hey, I'm not chiming, probably not going to chime in a whole lot tonight. I'm paying attention to three things in this game. Number one, Justice Winslow, what's he look like? Glad he's back. Don't have high expectations. Number two, De'Anthony Melton and his shot. Is it going to be falling? What's it looking like? I'm comfortable with what Melton brings to the floor on a night-to-night basis. Outside of his shooting, that's the one area that needs to improve. Tonight was not a good night for him. And the third thing was Desmond Bane. I wanted to see him get 12 to 15 shots. He only took 8. He did not shoot the ball well. He was 0 for 4 from 3. So the one positive for me tonight on the three things that I was watching was Justice Winslow and how he looked out there. Did he shoot the ball well? No, he didn't. He didn't shoot the ball. He was 3 for 14. Didn't shoot the ball well at all. 1 for 4 from 3. 9 points, 7 rebounds, 1 steal. What did I like about what he brought to the game tonight? He was moving. He was moving laterally. He was competing on defense. Doing things that you want to see. He looked completely healthy. Did not appear to be hampered in any way, shape, or form other than the fact that he was rusty. And that's fine. He hasn't played basketball in a year. Mm-hmm. Completely expected it. Yeah.
I forget the number they said now, but it was something in like 2 days.
Yeah.
It was so many weeks and 2 days. It was like 52 weeks and 2 days or something like that since he's – or 53 weeks or – I don't remember. Don't quote me on that. Yeah. It'd been forever.
Jitty loaded up the minutes tonight. 28 minutes, 7 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Gorgui doing what Gorgui does when he gets out there. He puts up points. He performs. He gets on the floor. He performs.
I like that.
15, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Made a 3-pointer. McDermott, 21 minutes, 9 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. And nearly died. That could have been a whole lot rougher than what it ended up being. Tyus Jones, just under 20 minutes, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. And I'm going to shout my guy Isaac Simpson out one more time. I gave him his props on the show last night. We talked about, I almost said Melton. Melton is in there, but we talked about Tyus Jones and his recent struggles. And Isaac said, man, I'm telling you, it is D'Anthony Melton. When Melton comes back, Jones is going to be fine. And I...
Wow. Look,
he's right.
Yeah.
You know, he's still not shooting the ball well from three. He was 1-for-4 from three tonight. That's the first three he's made in forever. But he's getting shots to fall. Tyus had a three-game stretch there where he went 0-2-0 on the points, or 0-6-0. It was terrible. Awful from the field, missing everything. So good to see him to get the shots falling. That's it. That's the box score from tonight. 128-97. Grizzlies fall to 13-13. Next game, Monday, against Luka and the Mavericks.
At Dallas.
Yep.
At Dallas.
So I wonder if this game will be played or not because of all of the issues that Texas is having right now. I know that there was a game, the Spurs and Knicks game. Was that?
They're postponing the Spurs games because of COVID.
Okay. There was a game. Maybe it was a Houston game. The Houston Pacers game got postponed because of the weather issues in Texas and your water, electricity, so on and so forth. Texas is in a mess right now because it's Texas. There's not supposed to be ice in Texas. What the heck is going on? Don't know if they'll play this game Monday. Hope they do. I want to see it. Want to see what the Grizzlies can do. Justice is back. I can't imagine that Dylan Brooks is not going to be up for that game.
I really hope he is, because they're going to be in trouble if they don't have him.
You know, I think Justice may be a better matchup against Luka than Dylan.
Probably so, but still, you need everybody.
You do. The Mavericks have not played great basketball. We'll get into that. You know, we still got the weekly preview show. That'll be coming out tomorrow. We'll get that to you. But that is scheduled to be the next matchup. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully they get the stuff worked out in Texas. And we do get to see that game. There's obviously things that are much more important than basketball. Not saying that basketball is that important, but
well,
if they do play the game, that means that something is at least headed in the right direction in Texas.
A good way to look at it.
Good time to talk about our sponsors here at HoopBall. You know about our deal with Manscaped, the Lawnmower 3.0. Promo code over there is HoopBall20. That gets you 20% off and free shipping. Skin-safe technology, pinch-free, waterproof. It can help you take care of your man parts, and you don't have to worry about them getting tore up or hung up.
Bingo.
Manscaped.com. Again, the promo code is HoopBall20. Get you 20% off of the Lawnmower 3.0. Get over there, check those guys out. You will not be disappointed. They have all kinds of man care products over there. Not just the Lawnmower 3.0. Go over there, get something, boxers, powders, fragrances, whatever you want.
Get everything.
Manscaped.com. Again, the promo code is HoopBall20. You know about our deal with MyBookie. We talk about that one pretty frequently. The guys over at HoopBall Gaming, if you're not following them and you are a sports bettor, you should be following HoopBall Gaming. Troy, Devin, and a whole slew of other guys. Vince has been tearing it up lately. The guys over at HoopBall Gaming, Dan, Brewski, they're all getting in on the NBA. They're doing well. Go over there, follow HoopBall Gaming, get the insight from them. Sign up for an account on mybookie.ag. Use the promo code HoopBall. They are going to get you a deposit match. And then after you do that, go holler at Dan. He's got a gift for you. The promo code over at mybookie.ag is HoopBall. MyBookie.ag is an online sports book. More lines and better odds than any other sports book out there. Get over there and check them out. Sam, I cannot shake. Can't shake the freaking comment about losing culture, man.
People be silly sometimes, man. Or people just don't pay attention.
Look at the development of some of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Look at where Kyle Anderson was before Jenkins came to this team. And this will be it. We'll get out of here after this little bit of the conversation about Kyle Anderson, because there's not much to talk about on this game. The Suns wore the Grizzlies out, as was expected, because the Grizzlies had so many guys out. Definitely some positive things to take away from this game. But what kind of mindset do you have to be in to think that that is what they're sowing here, man?
Don't know, man.
Kyle Anderson's career high for three-pointers made in a season was like 24.
Mm-hmm.
For an entire season.
24.
We are 26 games into this season, and Kyle Anderson is already past that mark. What's that?
How many does he, do you know how many he has?
I don't. I know that he passed it a few games ago. I don't. He's made more since then, but he passed it, I think. Man, I don't remember exactly what game. You can pull it up. Pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot look at this team and look at guys on this roster and the development that they've made. The Kyle Anderson, in and of himself, without anything else that's happened on this roster, the stuff that he has brought to the table, the confidence to get out there and shoot the shot, and he's knocking it down at a pretty good, at a career high rate. He's knocking it down. Should 100% be involved in the most improved player conversation. He should be in that conversation. Jeremy Grant doing great things in Detroit. I don't want to take anything away from him and what he's doing, but it's not like Jeremy Grant was playing bad last year with Denver. He was down in the pecking order behind Jokic, behind Murray, as he should be. He went to Detroit because he wanted to be the guy. Detroit's like, come on, you can be the guy here. He signed the contract. He's there. He's playing great. If he wins most improved player, fine. I don't have a problem with it. But you're not going to convince me that Kyle Anderson shouldn't be in the, he should be in the conversation. You can't. There's nothing you can say to me that's going to change my mind and make me think that Kyle Anderson should not be in that conversation. And that is because of Taylor Jenkins and his coaching staff. Do I agree with everything that Taylor Jenkins does? No. The rotations a lot of times are crap. The just stubbornness to stick to the 10-man rotation, that by itself is enough to make me want to pull what little bit of hair I have left out. Do you find it? What's 40, he got?
42.
He's at 42 right
42.
Now. So he's nearly doubled it. 26 games into the season, he's nearly doubled his career highs, career high for three-pointers in a season.
Yep.
Guarantee you that gets more than doubled by the end of the year.
No doubt. No doubt in my mind.
Taylor Jenkins has done some great stuff with this team. There's still a long way to go. And I don't see anywhere at all that this is sowing into losing culture or anything of that nature. That is asinine.
It's crazy. I don't see them doing, like I said earlier, I just don't see it happening. Just let it play out. And wherever you fall, hey, okay, there you go. It worked before. Do it again.
We are what is today? Today's the 20th, so we have 8 days in February.
Yep.
Is it 9 this year?
It's no, not a leap year. Okay. It's 8, yeah.
So 8 days left in February. We are about 2 weeks from the All-Star break. And this season, that is the halfway mark of the season. The Grizzlies are comfortably in the playoff run right now, despite all the injuries that they've had, despite being shorthanded the entire season. They are still in eighth place playing the play-in. Just miss me with that stuff. That's it. I'm getting out of here. I've got nothing else to say. I'm not going to go on a crazy rant tonight. Sam, where can we find you, man?
It is at Sammy B 1118. That's a capital S, lowercase a, MMY, capital B, 1118. That is on Twitter.
You can get the show on Twitter at Hoopball Grizz. I am at DWell2111. Isaac, who has been a regular face around here, and I appreciate the heck out of him coming on. Isaac is at Isaac_Rivals. Get out there and follow us, guys. Thanks for listening. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Jaeger.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.